This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, so thank you for doing this. I just happened to fall onto your podcast, and I thought it was pretty cool, very intrigued, so I thought I'd share one of my many stories. So ever since I was a little girl, I was always told I was a quote-unquote sensitive. I used to have dreams every night where I will be sleeping and wake up and I couldn't move my arms, my legs. I felt like there's an elephant on top of me. And I would see things in my room and I would try and scream and try and move, but I was unable to. Those was a reoccurring thing every single day as a young kid, and my parents would just chuck it up as nightmares. So I chucked it up, grew up older, chucked it up as nightmares. I never really had them again. But I always was intrigued with the supernatural, always was intrigued with the stories for a reason I can never explain. When I was in high school, a friend died in a car accident. That night when I got the news, I saw her in an alleyway in front of my house. And she was wearing the dress that she wore for her 15th, and this was the same dress that they buried her in. The main reason I called today was to tell you the main story that really, one of those that really sent me off to make me believe that I was a sensitive. So when I first got with my husband, he used to tell me stories about his grandma. She passed away several years before me and him got together. And we had our son, and in the middle of the night, he would wake up crying for no reason. And my husband used to say, maybe it's my grandma. Maybe it's my grandma just making him cry because she knows it would set me off. About a week later, I had a dream. In this dream, we were on a bed in a living room from a house that I did not recognize, and my husband was laying next to me. My son started crying, so I sat up and went to go reach for my son, and then all of a sudden, I saw my husband's grandma go and reach and grab my son and start playing with him and making him giggle. I looked at her. She looked at me and smiled. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Nothing, just playing with my great-grandson." I was like, "Okay." And then she says, "You know those times where he's dead asleep and he wakes up crying, screaming, and you guys can't really soothe him?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "That's me. I make him mad in his sleep where he wakes up super mad because I know it makes Luke mad. I do it to antagonize Luke. Luke is my husband." And I look over at my husband in this dream and he starts crying. Now my husband never cries. And I look back at his grandma and she smiles and said, "Tell him I said hi." So I told my husband this dream and he is taken aback, not understanding. Then he tells me to go tell his mom, which I think, okay. So I go and I tell his mom the story, and she asked me to explain the bed, the room. And I explained to her in detail what this room in this house looked like. And she started crying. She asked me, "Where did I see this house? What picture did I see this house?" I said, "Nowhere. This is the house that I dreamt that was in the dream." She said, "There is no possible physical way you can know about that house. That is the house that I grew up in as a kid. None of my kids, nobody knows about that house other than me and my mom." And after she said that, I thought to myself, well, how was it possible? How is it that I saw? I've never dreamt of his grandmother again. I've never seen her. But I always thought to myself, maybe I am sensitive. And because I just brushed away all of those things as a kid, thinking they were just nightmares, and now I'm becoming more in tune. Thanks again for having this podcast, for having a way for many of us to have an outlet to make it known that we aren't crazy, that more people go through this every day, and it's not just us.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.